About 44 million Americans get their health care through state Medicaid programs for the poor. If you're eligible, Medicaid covers nearly everything from prenatal care to nursing home stays to prescription drugs. But the rising cost of the program is becoming a huge problem for state governments. NPR's Julie Rovner looks at how one state is trying to cope.
Medicaid spending rose 11% last year nationwide, and more in some states. In Kentucky, the situation is so serious that its governor, Democrat Paul Patton, came to Washington last month to ask Congress for help.
Quite simply, we have at present a crisis in Medicaid that is heading towards catastrophe.
The problem, says Patton, is simple arithmetic. Kentucky's Medicaid costs rose 47% in the past 6 years. That was a problem even when the state was doing well financially. Now that the state's economy is lagging, Medicaid increases of that magnitude are unsustainable.
We're just going to hit the wall in Kentucky sometime in the year 2004. We will simply run out of money and we'll have to start cutting back on the services that are available.
Like most other states, Kentucky has already taken some steps to cut costs. For example, starting in August, Medicaid patients will have to pay a dollar for each prescription. But Rick Seckel of Kentucky's Legal Services Program says charging for prescriptions could actually end up costing the state government more.
If some of them go unfilled, some people are going to end up in the emergency room, the hospital, and that sort of thing. And there's evidence of that.
Seckel says Kentucky is also trying to make it harder for people to sign up for Medicaid. For example, the state will no longer let families apply for health coverage for children by mail.
Picture the mail-in application. The door to the program is as near as the mailbox down the street. That's a big difference geographically and psychologically from having to go to the welfare office.
And if Kentucky has to impose deeper cuts, more than just Medicaid patients could be affected. Chris Goddard is CEO of the Northern Kentucky Family Health Center. His organization gets nearly two-thirds of its funding from Medicaid. Goddard says that without that money, he won't be able to provide services for patients who have no health insurance.
There'd just be more patients potentially that will not be able to be seen. And we say that repeatedly, but they're again telling us that there's no other recourse at this point.
Kentucky is hardly alone in its Medicaid misery. At least 37 states are facing revenue shortfalls this year. And because Medicaid is both one of the largest and fastest growing programs, it's where state legislators look to cut first. Gail Walensky is a health policy analyst who ran the Medicaid program under the first President Bush in the early 1990s. She says governors always complain about Medicaid, but this time they aren't exaggerating.
They're not crying wolf.
Walensky says Medicaid will always be a budget headache during a recession. That's because when people earn less money, they pay less in taxes. At the same time, more of them become eligible for Medicaid. But Walensky says the Medicaid problem now is the worst she's seen. One reason is that when times were good in the mid-1990s, states were more generous when it came to Medicaid. At the same time, many states were cutting taxes.
So they're being caught both by the change in economics, but also by their own doing.
And compounding the problem further, states are getting less money from Washington. That's because federal Medicaid payments are based on how well states were doing several years earlier. Patton says he and other governors are adamant that the federal government needs to do more. In particular, they want help paying for elderly Medicaid beneficiaries who often need costly drugs and long stays in nursing homes, two things that the federal Medicare program doesn't cover.
We need the federal government to pick up a bigger part of this responsibility. Federal revenues are growing. Federal government is cutting taxes. The federal government should be responsible for taking care of our senior citizens.
Of course, states could raise taxes, although few governors or legislators advocate that. Or they could scale back the coverage they added to Medicaid during the good years. Things like expanded treatment for women with breast or cervical cancer and more prescription drugs for the elderly. But those are popular benefits, so cutting them could help solve the financial problem, but create a political one instead. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.